Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and more. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dominique Hill. Dominique serves as Assistant Director for Intramural Sports in Baylor Campus Recreation. He came to Baylor in 2007, joining one of the most active intramural sports programs in higher ed. Intramural sports at Baylor do more than just create opportunities for activity and competition. They serve students holistically in a way consistent with Baylor's mission, and he's going to tell us more about that today. Dominique, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Derek. It's great to be here today.
So you've been in this role about 10 years now, a little over 10 years
now. Yeah, 11 years,
actually. 11 years. Wow, congratulations on that. And what do you enjoy most about this job, and particularly interacting with students? Let's tell us that first, and then tell us what your job entails.
Well, what I love most about my job is allowing students to participate in activities that they enjoy doing with their friends. A lot of times they come to Baylor specifically focused on academic pursuits, but they don't think about the activities outside of class. And so we give them an opportunity to engage in different activities, sport-related, that they can just form bonds and community with other students around campus. And so that's what I really enjoy about what I do.
You know, when you talk about intramurals, but even though it's separate from the academic side, you talk about engaged learning. I know there's a lot of data that shows when students are more engaged with friendships or physical activities, that stuff helped them in the classroom?
It definitely does. When you are stressed a lot, taking quizzes, taking exams, or writing papers, you need a break from all of that. And so in order to help them not only engage in the classroom, participating in intramural sports helps them to engage outside of the classroom, which does in turn relieve stress and give them an opportunity to just have a good time and not think about all the stressors in the classroom while they're still here at Baylor. So it definitely causes them to be more engaged inside the classroom because they let off a lot of that steam while they're participating in intramural sports.
Now, Dominique, we can tell by your title that you're in charge of intramural sports and working with students, but what all does that role entail?
Well, I am responsible for putting together a comprehensive calendar of intramural activities, ranging from football, volleyball, softball, soccer, basketball, table tennis, racquetball, volleyball, swim meet, track meet, golf, you name it. If the students want to participate in it, I help to put together that calendar. I also recruit and hire graduate assistants along with a coordinator for intramural sports, Abby Lawson. We actually work together to recruit graduate assistants. We also train about 70 student staff in how to officiate contests throughout the year. So I'm responsible for managing their budget, all of my student staff budget, which is like $140,000 each year, as well as purchasing all of our equipment, securing all of our spaces. So just doing all of that entails intramurals and what I do.
That's a lot of moving parts. Students,
is. People,
budget, all of that.
Yeah.
Visiting with Dominique Hill, Baylor's Assistant Director for Intramural Sports. And let's brag on Baylor's intramural program. I know Baylor is known for having really strong participation. What does that look like?
We definitely do. The size of our intramural program here at Baylor is the largest in this country for the size of institution we are. So there's no other school in the country that is the size of Baylor, meaning the student population, that has a more robust intramural sports program than we do. We have about over 5,300 students that uniquely participate each year. That means not just students, that the same student participate in multiple sports, because we definitely have those students who are really engaged, but unique participants, at least one-time participants. We have over 5,300 students who participate in our sports annually. And so it is a very robust program. And female participation, we are one of the top in the country with how many female participants that participate in our sports each year.
That's,
and that's about half of who participate in our activities.
Why do you think that involvement is so robust here at Baylor?
It's a part of the culture here at Baylor, and it has been for a number of years. Like I said, I've been here for 11 years, but even before I joined Baylor, participation is part of culture. The Greek system here at the university, they actually encourage their new members to participate in intramural sports. Different clubs and organizations encourage their members to participate. Residence halls, they encourage the students they encourage the students who are living in their residence hall to participate in intramural sports. So it's a part of the culture. It's ingrained in the fabric, and it's something that the students enjoy, and they pass that on word to mouth when incoming freshmen join the university. They tell them, you need to participate in intramural sports. So it's part of the cultural phenom here at the university.
We are visiting with Dominique Hill, Baylor's Assistant Director for Intramural Sports here on Baylor Connections today. And you mentioned a number of sports here at the top of the program. About how many opportunities are there for people off the top of your head?
There are at least 22 sports that we offer each year. We do rotate them, so not the same sports are offered each year, so that when students matriculate through 4 years here at the university, they'll have at least two opportunities to participate in certain sports. We do have the five we call super team sports, which start off with volleyball, then flag football in the fall. Then we come back in the spring, it's basketball, which we are in right now, and then soccer and softball. Those are our big five officiated sports that are pretty staple throughout the year. But the other sports, some of them might fluctuate from year to year. We might not have bowling this year. We might not have track meet this year, but we definitely have it the off year. And we won't have the swim meet this year because we had it last year. So some of those sports will alternate depending on the year.
We're visiting with Dominique Hill, Baylor's Assistant Director for Intramural Sports. And Dominique, your work in recreation extends back before you got here to Baylor. Were there experiences in your own life that led you this way, or what led you down this path?
Right. So as an undergrad student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, I actually worked in our student recreational center as a fitness supervisor. So I've been doing recreation for a long time. I was a personal trainer for about 10 years. So even before I came to Baylor, I was working in recreation. I worked for the Department of Park and Recreation in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was a recreation specialist. And I was able to see how we really impacted community. So I programmed in a lot of inner city neighborhoods. So students, well, not students, but actually kids, like young kids who might be tempted to get into a gang or do something that was illegal, I would try to keep them off the streets by programming. So I was actually awarded an innovative programming idea in the state of North Carolina based on my work in Charlotte, North Carolina, dealing with age groups from pre-K all the way up to senior citizens and just helping people to be acclimated. That translated to when I came here to Baylor, to this, I consider a select population of people that I work with on a daily basis, to understand that what we do as recreation is so important to people in their lives and making sure that they have a positive outlet for them to enjoy things, you know, with their friends. You know, so if they are studying a lot, you know, and they need an outlet, we'll help them with that outlet to make sure that they continue to be successful in the classroom.
Obviously, you went to UNC Chapel Hill, worked in Charlotte. What brought you from North Carolina to Baylor?
Baylor.
Yeah.
So I heard about the institution that they were looking for an intramural sport director, and I actually just applied for the position. My supervisor ironically had an event in Asheville, North Carolina, and she was actually going to be flying into Charlotte, and we met in Charlotte, and we hit it off, and the rest is history, and I've been here ever since.
You know, we talked about the fact at the beginning that there's a mission. What you do fits in with the Baylor mission, and you and your colleagues, Kim Scott and others. What are some of the ways you you work very purposefully to build that Baylor mission into what you do?
Well, of course, everything we do is Christ-centered, you know, and making sure that we establish a caring community where all students feel welcome in our programs. So one of the things that we do is we don't limit participation to ability. It does not matter if you have a unique skill set, if you've been playing sports all your life, or if you never picked up a ball. We want you to come and participate in our intramural sports programs, in our outdoor adventure programs, in our fitness programs, sport clubs, wherever you find your place in campus recreation. We want you to come and participate and find your place because we believe that you are able to do something in campus recreation.
Mm-hmm. What about the relationship side of things? Obviously, you know, you mentioned you have a student staff, I believe you said, of 70 each semester, and you're trying to help those students do more than just have a part-time job, right? What are some of the opportunities to build relationships presented through Campus Rec?
Well, I'll talk about the student staff first since you mentioned them. I actually created for our entire department a student staff professional development series. I did it for intramural sports first as a pilot. I talked to Dr. Scott, my supervisor, about incorporating it throughout the entire department, everyone's staff. Assembled a team this summer, and we're now actually hosting those series, those sessions this semester and in the past fall. We had tied it to incentives where students can get a pay increase or help their chances of being promoted. And they focus on leader development. They focus on how to budget your money. They focus on life skills, a variety of different skill sets that will help our students once they leave us and go out into the quote-unquote real world. But we actually do pour into them so that they can be as successful as possible once they leave, and that this work experience will be valuable for them, that the skills that they're learning now, they will understand and be able to identify, recognize, and actually communicate how they're transferable to wherever they want to go in the future.
What are some of the situations that your student workers, and certainly your colleagues as well, what are some of the things you face? Because I know when you're playing sports, you run the gamut, right? You have some people are playing just for fun. You have some people are playing pretty intense. What are some of the ways that, I don't know, you talk about the real world. It's real world situations for your students when you're dealing with kids who are competing out there.
So our motto for intramural sports particularly is where character meets competition. And so we really stress good sportsmanship. And the way that translates into the real world, and what I tell some students that I meet with and talk to them about why our sportsmanship policies are so strict, is because I believe in the heat of a situation, whether that's on the field or in real life, you have to be able to keep your composure. You have to be able to show respect. You have to have a measure of temperament where you won't act out of anger or act out of, in a way that will cause somebody to think bad of you. So we try to teach our participants, you know, once they're engaged in intramural activities, make sure that their good character, the character we know that they possess, shines through, and not to let their temper flare up and cause us to think another way about them. So and that definitely translates over into the real world when they're in team settings where they're working with different people and things might not always go the way they think they should. How they respond to that situation, it would be similar to how they participate in a sport activity.
When you've got 5,000 plus students, you talk about your 70 student workers, but you've got 5,300, I believe you said, students participating. What are some of the ways you communicate those expectations to students and just kind of share that culture of what we have here at Baylor through intramurals with them?
Right. So before each of those super team sports I talked to you about earlier, we have something we call captain's meetings. So if you are an intramural chair of an organization or a residence hall, or you're just a team captain, we call you together as a group before the season begins, and we say, you know, these are our expectations for you as a captain and for your teammates, that, you know, we have zero tolerance for you using profanity during our sports. We have a zero tolerance policy for you arguing back and forth with the officials about a judgment call. And so we share our expectations with them during those meetings to make sure that they are aware in the beginning what our sportsmanship policies look like and what we will not tolerate.
We are visiting with Dominique Hill today on Baylor Connections. Dominique is Baylor's Assistant Director for Intramural Sports in the Department of Campus Recreation. And when you look at the website, and I think you've already painted some of this picture, but maybe talk about it more specifically. Campus Rec talks about nurturing physical, social, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Let's talk about each of those. I think some of them may be obvious, but what do those mean to you? First, physical, then social, emotional, and spiritual.
Well, physical, definitely the participation aspect of either being engaged in an intramural sport activity or just going to the fitness center, climbing the rock. You know, there's a lot of different ways physically that students can be impacted by what we do in our community of campus recreation. So just coming and taking a part of the activities is so very important. The social aspect is just building community in whatever area of campus recreation you desire. So whether that is in group fitness classes, whether that's in you going on an outdoor adventure trip to do backpacking or kayaking, And they do a lot of reflection in outdoor adventure where students really get to think about why they're doing what they're doing, or whether that's in creating a team in intramural sports and being the captain of that team or a participant on that team and working together, striving for a common goal of winning the entire league. So there's a social community building aspect of participation. Emotional, I just talked about being, you know, your temperament and making sure that you are able to keep your emotions in check while you're participating in intramural sports. But then just having emotional clarity to know that working out will relieve stress. And getting on the treadmill sometimes, or running around the track upstairs, or even the bear trail, you know, helps to relieve stress, which will help to reduce how emotional we might feel based on things that we're doing in the classroom. And of course, the spiritual, we put Jesus first in everything that we do. I pray before those captains meetings I talked about. We pray as a staff, not just the staff in Campus Rec as administration, but even my student staff. We pray before each shift. You know, we make sure that our students know that this is not just something we talk about, but it's demonstrated in how we serve each other. And so these students know that it's expectation. We don't have to tell them, but they actually pray after intramural contests. They'll huddle up with the other team, and they'll actually pray. So the spiritual component of what we do in campus recreation is very well, you can see it's very visible.
We are talking intramural sports and campus recreation with Dominique Hill here on Baylor Connections. You know, lucky to know some of your colleagues. I asked you at the top of the show what you enjoy most about working with students, but what about your colleagues? I think you've already painted that picture a little bit of some of that unity that you all have in the sense of mission.
Right. So I enjoy working with my colleagues in campus recreation. We're all very professional. We all understand that we have different aspects of the department that we are responsible for, but we love collaborating together. It's nothing for us to put on events together for the entire department, similar to the professional development series. But we put together graduation events for our students, study breaks for our students. We have an entire rec retreat every year that we all collaborate and put together. So the collaboration between each area is phenomenal. And I really enjoy their professionalism. I really enjoy their passion for students and wanting to see students be successful. And that's why everyone, they really gravitated toward the professional development series, because everyone in our department wants the best for our students once they leave the university and go out and do whatever they're called to do. And so we understand calling. We have a great leader in Dr. Kim Scott, who makes sure that we keep everything Christ-centered in everything that we do. So it's just a great place to work, a great environment to work. And I've appreciated it since I got here over 11 years ago.
Visiting with Dominique Scott, and Dominique, earlier in the show you mentioned that idea of engaged learning. And, you know, we've heard Dr. Kevin Jackson, the head of student life, we've had him on the show, talking about student engagement. But do you get a sense maybe of that appreciation here at Baylor University that you talk about, maybe Paul's analogy of the body? You have the academics, you have the student activities, and you have Campus Rec. Maybe just that sense of appreciation that Baylor has for the role that each department plays in what it means to build an engaged student here at Baylor.
Oh, definitely. I think Baylor appreciates what we do, because we actually are instrumental in helping to retain our students here at the university. There are a lot of research that suggests that students who are more engaged in activities outside the classroom are more connected to the university and will persist at that institution from year to year. So I think the university really appreciates the engagement that we offer the students here at the university, and understand that the importance of that. And so, yeah, I know everyone has their own role to play. Student activities has their role to play. Campus Rec, we have our role to play. And I think the university definitely appreciates that.
Being here 11 years now, Dominique, you've been able to see students that you've worked with go on, graduate, do great things out in the world. What are some of the most meaningful examples to you? Maybe not necessarily names, but just are there stories that come to mind when you think of students who have benefited from their time working with Campus Rec or playing intramural sports?
Right. I'll just give you a couple. One of my graduate assistants, he was a student here in the marketing department, sports management. And he actually got a position in marketing after he left here. He worked on our marketing team while he was here. And I still keep in contact with him. And he's continued to go up the ranks in sport marketing. And he attributes his success to his starting here at the university. I actually had him to come back and speak to the entire department on the things that he gained here and the different skill sets that were fundamental in his success and how he's used those to catapult himself in the business of marketing. So he's one aspect. That's on more of the business side. I'll let you know that I just attended a wedding in December for two of my officials who actually met while they are here on my staff, got married. I'm going to another wedding in December for two of my other officials who are getting married. Mm-hmm. So I've seen success on both sides, whether that was business or personal, and I just enjoy the success I hear from them. Some of my officials have become officials in high school. Some of my officials are pursuing becoming officials at the collegiate level. And so depending on what they want to do with the information and the skills that they learn here, there's a wide range of opportunities out there for them.
You mentioned those weddings. I never thought about that. But I guess if you want to see how a potential spouse handles stress tough situations or shows their character, that's probably not a bad proving ground for stuff like that. Never thought about that, but that makes sense. Well, Dominique, we're heading into the last couple of moments of the program. I know you have intramural sports going around the clock all year long. But I know spring, as the weather gets warmer, it just seems like good sign of spring is seeing those intramural fields out behind the BSB full of students out there. What does the start of a new season, spring, mean to you as we head into that?
Well, like I said, we are finishing basketball right now and headed into soccer, and that starts in a couple weeks, and then we'll go into softball. We have outdoor sand volleyball. Most of our spring sports are outdoors except one this semester, and that's volleyball. But we have singles tennis about to start this semester. Golf is going on right now. Like I mentioned, correct sand volleyball is going to start this spring. Softball. So a lot of different activities are going on, all of them being outdoors. Now, the one element that we pray consistently for is no rain.
Yes.
We pray that God would stay the rain until the weekends when we're not playing intramural sports so that our fields won't be too waterlogged, you know, because some of the fields that we have over there, and we actually don't play as much on the BSB fields, but over Parker Brothers Sports Complex across from the Farrell Center. Yeah. And because of how those fields were designed, when it rains, the water sits on those fields so long, it takes so long for them to drain and dry out that it could really limit how much we can utilize them during the spring. So for all those out who are listening, who are praying, pray for us that it wouldn't drain us out this spring. But we definitely are looking forward to being outside in that warm weather here in Texas.
It's always a great sign of spring. Well, Dominique Hill, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the conversation today. Best of luck as you head into the spring. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Dominique Hill, Baylor University Assistant Director for Intramural Sports, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.